Chapter 6 Myths and Legends. Ireland is famous for its myths, legends and folklore. Most of the stories come from early Irish history. Leprechauns. The myth of the leprechauns is probably the most famous of all Irish myths. A leprechaun is a type of male fairy, usually a little old man with a beard and wearing a green jacket and hat. His image is often used to promote Ireland, although some Irish people find it offensive. Leprechauns supposedly spend their time making shoes and collecting gold coins in a pot at the end of the rainbow. They often play tricks on humans. If a human catches a leprechaun, the leprechaun must give the human his pot of gold or three wishes in exchange for his freedom. Banshees. A banshee is a female spirit in Irish mythology. She cries and screams at the death of a person. In some stories, she appears as an old woman or as a beautiful young girl, and her screaming, usually at night, predicts the death of the person hearing her. Some Irish families believe they have got their own banshee, and she appears when a member of their family is going to die. Then she escorts the person's spirit to the next world. The Children of Lir. According to Celtic legend, Lir was a sea god. He had a wife and four children, but then his wife died, and he married her sister, Aoife, pronounced Aoife. Aoife was jealous of the children because Lir loved them so much. One day, she took the children to a lake called Lake Derivara. While they were swimming, she cursed them and turned them into swans. Only the sound of a bell of a new god could change the swans into humans again. The swans swam on lakes and rivers until St. Patrick brought Christianity to Ireland 900 years later. Then the children heard the bell and changed into humans again. Changelings. One legend has given many mothers sleepless nights. That's the legend of the changeling. According to legend, fairies sometimes give birth to deformed babies. When this happens, the fairies take a healthy human baby and leave their deformed baby in its place. These changelings look like human babies, but are evil. Fear of changelings made young mothers very vigilant over their new babies. The Dagda's Harp. The harp is the national symbol of Ireland and appears in many of its ancient legends. The most famous Irish harp belonged to the Dagda, an important god in Irish mythology. Long ago, there were supposedly two different groups of people in Ireland. One group had long dark hair and dark eyes, while the other had blonde hair and blue eyes. They were at war. The Dagda was the leader and high priest of the blonde people. He owned a magic harp with beautiful jewels on it, and he played wonderful music. One day, the dark-haired people stole the Dagda's magic harp. They hung it on the wall of an empty castle and sat down to eat. While they were eating, the Dagda broke the door and entered the castle. His enemies ran to kill him with their swords, but he called his harp and it flew into his hands. First, he started to play the music of tears, and everyone in the castle started to cry. Then, he played the music of laughter, and they started to laugh. Finally, he played the music of sleep very softly, and their swords dropped to the floor as they all fell asleep. The Dagda took his magic harp and quietly left the castle.